I'm retired now, and when years ago I became interested in old gloves. I'd pick them up at flea markets or yard sales, antique stores, if they weren't too expensive. And so I'm sure that's where I picked these up. I have quite a few of them, but these two I had picked up somewhere. And the best I can recall from those two was I picked them up in Columbus, Indiana. I was living in Seymour, Indiana, but I worked in Columbus as a teacher, and I'm sure I picked them up because I can remember picking up a couple of times more than one glove, and these gloves were probably the late 30s, early 40s models, and I thought that might be where I got them. And then recently we moved to Indianapolis, and I'm trying to downsize, and I thought I've got to start getting rid of some of my things. And I saw these, and I just, whenever you buy an old glove, you always try to think of what the hit, you know, who was using it. And, you know, they were young, probably high school or middle school or young adults. And you just wondered the history of it and how they lost them, how they got away from their family. Cause you know, it's one of those things you kind of, I'm sure a son or grandson would have liked this to have. And it was really easy. And I thought, well, I'd rather than sell them, I'd rather send them. And I got online and looked at your town, and I saw it was kind of a small town, kind of where I grew up, and in Indiana, small. And I thought, well, somebody might recognize this man. And so I looked online, and I was going to send them to the mayor, and I saw you had a baseball commissioner at the parks, and I thought, well, he would be the one that would know. So I stuck them in the mail.
And the gentleman's name that had these gloves, it's scripted on the two gloves. One looks like an old first baseman mitt, and then the other is a fielder's mitt. And it's interesting because these gloves go way back. The person's name is Ray Smith, and it's 205 North Ash is his address, or was his address in Aledo. Now, we've changed to a number system for our streets, so this is how long ago these gloves go back, and you can tell they're very weathered. But it's a very neat piece of history. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Well, the fielder's glove was a what they call split finger, and that means there wasn't any laces on the fingers. They started lacing the fingers together in the 40s, so that's why I kind of thought that glove was the late 30s or 30s or early 40s. And the other one they call the Trapper model, which was like a first base glove, but they made a lot of companies made those, and a lot like Hutch Company in Cincinnati and Wilson, and they made those. And there were other companies, smaller companies, but they were in fairly good shape, both of them. But you're right, they were weathered. I mean, he obviously played. But they were neat gloves.